producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. On a Wednesday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Coming up, second hour, we are going to be joined by Tim Dillon, the new CEO of Novesky Fireworks, or Novesky Rifle Works. I'll get it out there. Just give me a second. And we're going to talk about... what he found after he came in to run the company and the legacy he's trying to set up for John Novesky and his family. Now, we're going to lead off with something here. It's not your usual fare that you would expect from me, but for the preppers out there, this is something to consider. Consider, if you will, a pilot looking down at their plane controls and realizing that magnetic north is hovering somewhere over Antarctica. Sort of sounds like a science fiction thing. But it isn't a far-fetched idea, and it is something that may happen within our lifetime. The magnetic field shift is not something new. It's actually relatively old news. 800,000 years ago, magnetic north was hovering over Antarctica, and reindeer lived in magnetic south. The poles have flipped several times throughout the history of the Earth. The scientists estimate that this only occurs when the magnetic field around of the Earth starts to weaken over the span of a few thousand years, then the poles flip, and the field springs back to full strength again. It's not something that happens instantaneously. The last time it happened, it only took 100 years for it to happen. But it begins at some point, of course, and that may happen in our lifetime. Now, why do I bring this up? The reason I bring this up is because in the history, there's never been a cataclysmic event occur on the Earth when this happens. However, there's never been a an electrical grid when this has happened in the past. And the only thing that they believe may be disrupted will be the electrical grid. Now, if you ask any of these survival experts, they'll tell you one of the best exercises you can possibly undertake is just see how you do without a week or without electricity for a week. Just try. And I've actually had to do that. We had an ice storm and we didn't have electricity for 10 days. Misery. Absolute misery. Now, originally, European Space Agency, recently they've said the field is weakening 10 times faster than scientists originally thought, and the natural corrective measure that the Earth will take will be to flip the magnetic fields. They originally thought it might happen the next couple of thousand years. Now they're to the point to where they don't know when it's going to happen. So it may be that in my lifetime, it's not going to be the zombie hordes, and it's not going to be economic collapse or any of that, and that, you know, all that stuff, possibly with the with the exception of the zombie hordes. There's a lot of things that could happen between now and then. This is definitely, it seems like it's going to happen at some point. If not in our lifetime, maybe right after we're gone. So I am going to, I guess I'm going to start preparing for that. I'm going to start storing up propane, which is not subject to electricity, and I'm going to start storing up water and some food. Weaponry, I might add to my ammo a little bit. But the question is going to remain, how will the electrical grid come back up? Is this going to be a Y2K kind of event where it affects everybody? It will affect the entire Earth, but scientists think it can cause a few technical issues. They also believe there's no need to panic. They have combed the geological timeline for any evidence of catastrophes that might have related to the magnetic flip. They haven't found any. The only havoc that a reversal would wreak is interference in the global electrical grid. So we're not. It's not going to be, what's the name of that movie? John Cusack movie where the Earth's coming apart and everything. It's not going to be something like that. The other thing that can happen is when it is flipping, the magnetic field is weakest and the Earth can be hit with dangerous amounts of solar radiation and cosmic rays. That could mean more people would develop cancer. That's a possibility. That's a theory. There's no scientific proof of that kind of thing, but you know, but that's something to consider, because if there is a big disruption with the electrical grid, what do you think is going to happen? Well, I'll tell you what ain't going to happen. The government isn't going to be able to handle that. We're going to be down, at least for a short period of time, we'll be down to dealing and handling things ourselves. And weaponry is going to come into play with that. Yeah, it will, because there will be some people that they're not even going to know that's going to happen. They're not even going to know that's going to happen. Maybe if they're out hiking on a nature hike or something, they'll notice the compass going crazy. If they actually carry a compass, most people don't. Everybody's gone to the GPS. But I found that interesting because it seems like all of these, the prepper community gets slammed. They get absolutely slammed. They're nutcases and they're this and they're that and all this other stuff. But let a Hurricane Sandy happen. Well, the preppers are looking pretty good. Let a Ferguson, Missouri happen. The preppers are looking pretty good. Let Ebola start to happen. The preppers, they've already been there. They're already prepared for that. That's why they're preppers, prepared. So they'll be prepared for this too. That's the thing about being a prepper. I think preppers, if there's any preppers out there and you want to call and tell me any different, it seems like you guys prepare. You get up there and you set your bar and you say, this is what I'm prepared for. But there's a whole lot of other things that fall beneath that that you also can apply all of your preparations to. And I don't know. Maybe I need to become a prepper as well. The only problem is storage. The only problem is storage. But that's the thing. And Desert Eagle's talking about it in the chat room. All of these, a lot of things that we have that are held in place by the Earth's magnetic field and by gravity and everything, how many satellites are just going to drift off into space? You won't be able to have your MTV. I don't know if that's something you need to prepare about. But in any event, we'll see. We'll see. But I just thought I'd throw that out there for those of us that look at contingencies. This is a contingency that scientifically is very likely going to happen. And it may happen in my lifetime. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm already being told in the chat room that I should have been preparing already. And I have no choice but to agree with that. DeseretNews.com. has declared that the Utah gun law that's canceled a USU speech is an embarrassment. This is a speech that was supposed to be given by video game reviewer Anita Sarkeesian. She claimed to have gotten a death threat before this speech at Utah State University. Utah State checked it out and deemed it incredible. Unsatisfied, Sarkeesian demanded a no-guns policy at the venue, including pat-downs and a metal detector. State law in Utah says that you can't do the gun-free zone thing in a university. Ms. Sarkeesian cancels the talking gig. And this is what brings up Deseret News's, DeseretNews.com, their anti-gun mill. The editorial opines, it's time Utah law stood up for safety, not the empowerment of bullies. Wait a minute, Deseret News, wasn't the person issuing the death threat the bully? Isn't the Utah law designed to protect people against bullies, also known as criminals? The gun control crowd seem to have this singular ability to get things exactly backwards. They see guns as the problem. So they believe anything that restricts access to guns is a good thing, not a bad thing, regardless of their claim that they support the Second Amendment. In fact, the big problem here, Deseret News and Anita Sarkeesian, is bad people. Bad people is the big problem. Anything that restricts access to guns, diminishing or eliminating a good person's ability to use a gun to protect themselves against a bad person, is a bad thing, not a good thing. You don't need a flow chart to understand this, nor do you need to add ancillary arguments to prove the statement's veracity, which is you can't stop bad people from getting guns. It's known. It's common sense. It's factual. Common sense is a term that the antis use and abuse with outright Orwellian enthusiasm. Just to be clear, Merriam-Webster defines common sense as the ability to think and behave in a reasonable way and to make good decisions. Can we substitute rational for reasonable to the antis? Even the most irrational leaps of logic seem entirely reasonable. I'm looking at a picture called Faces of Courage. And it's of Kimberly Brusk. Kimberly Brusk was violently assaulted by her ex-husband in front of their young daughter. He ambushed her as he entered her own home. She writes, when I flipped the light switch, I found my ex-husband standing in the doorway with a shotgun pointed at me. He said, I told you not to leave me. Don't move. I ran out the door as the shotgun blasted behind me. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Every month, 48 women are shot to death by current or former intimate partners. Yet loopholes in our laws still allow too many abusers and stalkers to access guns. In honor of Kimberly and all survivors of domestic gun violence, please like and share to pledge to vote for candidates who will protect women. This coming from the Moms Demand Action. Now, Kimberly wasn't shot, and that's a good thing. I think that's a very good thing. This was something they posted on their Facebook page, the Moms Demand, and it typifies their glutamus maximus backwards definition of common sense. It assumes that readers will clock the abuser's shotgun blast and conclude that society needs new laws to stop psycho burgers from getting access to guns. There are already laws in place. This is the problem with law, however. People that are going to break the law are going to break all the law. There's a law that says they can't have a gun, and in their criminal pursuit, they're going to need a gun to obtain their objective. They're just going to gloss over that and say, well, that doesn't matter either. I'd like to welcome to the chat room Mr. Ham and Prepper. I've seen him around, and it's cool to have him up in here. He's been chastising me for not preparing And he's correct. Now, if you check out Mrs. Brusk's Faces of Courage testimonial, here's my question for her. And I know this to be a fact. If I left my wife, and if I was threatening my wife, she would tool up. And if I present myself in a threatening manner, she's going to perforate me repeatedly. Probably cussing a lot. Why didn't Ms. Brusk, if she believed that she was in danger, why didn't she take some sort of action to mitigate that, to defend herself? Unless, of course, she lived in New Jersey. That's always a possibility. In New Jersey, the chances of an abused woman that would seek to get a concealed carry permit is somewhere between slim and none, and slim is no longer in town. By the way, the New Jersey gun control regime is celebrated by the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. They're an organization that has never met a gun control they don't like. They claim to be for the Second Amendment, but there's always a but with it. There's always a but with it. The common sense takeaway from Ms. Brusk's courage profile: if someone's trying to kill you, you had best be killing them first. If you think someone's going to try to kill you, arm yourself with something more than a law and a restraining order, no matter how many loopholes it may close. And Ms. Brusk apparently telegraphed her desire to disarm and also told everybody where she was moving to before her husband's parole. And now she's at risk for violent retaliation. Of course, she has moved to Georgia, which is, the MDA. They hate it because there's guns everywhere in Georgia. There is no rational argument for gun control. There is no rational study that shows that it works. It has never prevented anything. And it's never going to. Period. So, consider all of that as you go about your daily lives. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. If you were to listen to some of these groups like Moms Demand Action, you would think that every parent that carries a gun when they go in and pick up their little cherub at the daycare, the gun talks to them and they just light up the daycare center, just shooting all the little babies out there. There's actually facts we can go by, however. We don't have to listen to the disturbing fairy tale that the liberal media dreams of. Guns don't naturally zero in on teenage role models and sandwich-toting babies in rough neighborhoods. This has never been the case among the young people who live in notoriously dangerous cities. The good young people avoid the thugs at all costs. And the criminal-type young people are the ones that get shot and do the shooting. Every one of these little children that they get out there and tout as children between 2 and 19, for the most part, and I mean nationwide, our murder rate, if there was no gang violence, it goes down 50%. Because that's where half of it happens, is in the inner city. Those facts also apply today with the teens in Ferguson as well as with Trayvon Martin. Their lives were plagued by self-destructive behavior and values, but for the anti-gun liberals, it was the guns that caused the death. So, to be blunt, the good kids in the rough areas avoid trouble and crime and do as best they can doing it. They also avoid the bona fide hoodlums as much as possible. If they go down the perilous rabbit hole that good kids, that's when you see good kids getting shot or dead. There's a guy out here who used to be a wrestling coach. And he had a wrestler. Oh, this guy was, he was a great wrestler. But at 19 years old, he thought that slinging weed would hustle up easy money in a depressed area, and he ended up getting robbed and nearly killed because he refused to give up his stash, and one of the goons pulled a gun and opened fire. The wrestler was hit 4 times by the exact kind of 9mm hollow point ammunition I advocate you carry. 2 of the rounds struck him in the chest as he tried to escape. The stray round sparked off the street and lit up the night as he was running for his life. To this day, one bullet remains buried near his heart. The wrestler had an excellent reputation. He had good grades. He was a natural leader. He treated others respectfully. All of his teachers would vouch for that. And everyone who knows him was disappointed by the drug-related details surrounding his shooting. More than anything, for this wrestler and for the people around him, they were all happy that he managed to survive his stupid hoodlum behavior. When he talked to his coach a few days after the shooting, the coach told him that crime leads to death or prison or both. And the wrestler had a bit of an epiphany that he related to his coach. As he was lying on the ground, bleeding and desperately praying for the police to arrive, he said that he kept praying for God to let him live. He also prayed for his mom and dad, and he wished that they would somehow not have to learn of his shooting or weed dealing. Now, only liberals would pretend that this young man would not have been shot had he not behaved like a hoodlum himself. Now, this guy has managed to turn himself around. He's in college pursuing his goal to become a veterinarian. He's also playing college football. And he also speaks to younger children at local schools about the lessons he learned from surviving his dumb journey in his decision to sell dope. His story of survival did make the news, but they omitted the part where he was selling weed. That was not in there. He was portrayed as an innocent victim of gun violence. Does the liberal media understand that by covering up the counterproductive behavior of people like this that decide to sell dope or decide to be gangbangers or decide to steal or home invade or whatever they decide to do, do they not? And you know, when these kids get shot in the pursuit of their criminal enterprise, doesn't it make sense to give, you know, I don't like young people being shot. I don't like it at all. Doesn't it make sense to point out this counterproductive behavior that led up to it? Their crimes caused their deaths, not guns. Anti-gun liberals blame guns and racial grievances for chaos. That's the way they go. It's the easy way to go. Dealing with the reality of self-destructive value and behavior is too much trouble, and it doesn't produce votes for Democrats. Peddling a make-believe storyline about social injustice and gun killings teenagers does. This is what's happening right now in Ferguson. Ferguson is, it continues to smolder. It continues to smolder. They've had an incident where a teen, can we call them what they are? I don't care how old they are. If a thug points a gun at somebody, civilian or cop, and pulls the trigger and that civilian or cop returns fire and kills him, can we just call him a thug? It's not like they wandered out of the living room while watching Romper Room and accidentally felt, you know, there was a gun laying there. It spoke to them with the voices, and they decided to take a pot shot at somebody. That's not the way it goes. That is never the way it goes. The way it goes is quite sad. And I'm getting real tired of these families suddenly cropping up when their beloved one gets ventilated while in the middle of a home invasion, or while in the middle of a carjacking, or while in the middle of a riot, or while in the middle of an attempted murder or a drug deal gone bad, and says, that didn't need to happen, they were a good boy, it's the gun's fault, the cop's fault. It's everybody's fault but the kids. It's everybody's fault but theirs. Why? Why the concern now? You obviously were not concerned when they were growing up. How about a simple lesson of, hey, don't home invade. Hey, don't carjack. Don't join a gang. You have acceptance here. You don't need that. How about being involved with them a little bit? Being a parent. The other stuff that it's because it's the same old song and dance. Every time you protest, every time you get out there and say, well, he was a good boy, he didn't deserve this, it was only a small knife. Tough. Your failure culminated when your child died. So when you're looking to point blame at why a child dies at the hands of a civilian or the hands of a police officer, there's two directions to go in. First and foremost, it's the individual's choice who made the choice to carjack, home invade, rob, rape, whatever it is. It was their choice to take that action, and their action resulted in them being shot. But ultimately, it falls on you, mom and dad. We're going to talk a little bit about Ferguson when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Ferguson, Missouri, if there was ever the perfect storm of activists and agitators converging on one place over a perceived wrong, I can't ever imagine what any other would like it. Now, what do we know about this? We know that the first event was Michael Brown. We also know there have been subsequent events where, at least in the two cases that I know of, one guy shoplifted two energy drinks and went at the cops with a knife, and they allowed him to get within what I would consider the danger zone and before they shot him. And then they shot him. Righteous shoot. A lot of people on video saw it. A lot of people will say, man, they shot him. Well, yeah, they shot him because he was coming at him with a knife. He wasn't unarmed and he wasn't undangerous. He just didn't have a gun, but he meant to do some mayhem. Then we have this other incident where a guy was running from the police and he pulled out a stolen gun, which he had posted pictures of him on social media with. You know, I believe it was a Smith & Wesson Sigma 9mm. That's, you know, I only know that because of the picture I saw posted on social media. He pulls that out, takes a couple shots at the cop. The cop shoots back, actually hits his target, and kills him. Now, it is not racist to kill an assailant. It is not racist to kill someone attacking you. It is not. Now, there is right now in the United States a blatant example of racism going on at the hands of the police. And it's in Chicago, where 800 black Americans have been denied, for no apparent reason, concealed carry permits. Now, where are the Sharptons? Where are the Jacksons? Why aren't they there? Well, it wouldn't be good press, for one thing, to champion people deciding to get out there and become self-reliant, and it definitely wouldn't look good to be doing that if you had a big group of black Americans who just, you know, that are obviously good, regular citizens that just want to carry guns to protect themselves, and they've been turned down because they've been black. That's not good press, is it? So let's come back to Ferguson. Where a 300-pound juggernaut that just happened to be teenaged breaks the face of a police officer, wrestles for his gun, gets shot inside the car at very close range. And now, oh, guess what? It's turning out that Chris Bodden was wrong. Not Chris Bodden, but Dr. whatever Bodden, first name. Chris Bodden's a friend of mine. That Dr. Bodden was wrong. That Michael Brown was not shot in the back. He was shot coming at him. He was charging a man with a gun. There was disparity of force present. The guy was already messed up. The dude had a partner with him. It was, you know. But the lynch mob is out in force in Ferguson. The FBI does not seem to have evidence to support a filing of a civil rights charge against Darren Wilson, as they shouldn't. The activists and the agitators apparently fear that the physical evidence also known by the grand jury investigating the shooting, justifies the initial shooting of Michael Brown inside the police vehicle. Now, the New York Times article that came out addresses the main focus of the shooting inquiry, which is concerned with the shooting of Michael Brown outside of the vehicle by Officer Wilson. But the account coming out of New York Times damages the narrative mythology of the activists and family members and agitators who have attempted to create that the much smaller Wilson improbably attempted to pull the 6'4", 292 Brown into the officer's Chevrolet Tahoe through the driver's side window. Casting doubt on that mythology is dangerous to the morale of the protesters. And so they are responding to the New York Times account with outrage. Brown's family has stated that God himself will take retribution on Officer Darren Wilson and unnamed others. They and them. Okay? Brown's Aunt Cheryl Davis stating, "It's murder, and they will feel and see the wrath of God's vengeance come down on them in a mighty way, just as he promised all who do evil in his sight." She didn't say he or him. She said they and them. In her mind, society must be punished because her nephew was shot after apparently committing two felonies. Her fury is, a little more than an attempt at theological justification for the violence most expect to come if Darren Wilson is either not indicted by the grand jury or is indicted but not convicted. And her position is based upon a rumor and less than credible claims of Dorian Johnson, a.k.a. the boy who cried wolf, a person that Investors Business Daily describes as a hoodlum with a history of making false statements to police. Johnson claims to have witnessed Michael Brown being executed by Darren Wilson. Another eyewitness has, shall we say, cast serious doubt upon that claim. Johnson apparently took off running after Brown was shot in the struggle over Wilson's gun in the SUV. And it's very hard to see an event unfold if you're not present. But right now, race relations in the St. Louis area have entered a twilight zone where maintaining the narrative of an innocent boy murdered by a racist cop seems far more important to the agitators than dealing with the messy reality that Brown was a strong-arm robbery suspect, who apparently committed felony battery against a police officer just seconds before he was shot and killed. And they're they're not interested in a dispassionate, cool, calm collection of fact to seek true justice. They want to see a judicially sanctioned lynching. And if they can't get that through the courts, then they're going to do the next best thing and violently lynch the town of Ferguson itself, if not the entire nation, through riots. One Twitter, pray for the USA, Twitter, tweet, excuse me. If they fail to indict this cold-blooded murderer, the entire nation will burn. Another one, this one called Operation Ferguson. Think we'll get the Palestinian Anons to shoot us a PDF on how to build Qassams. Would be fun, no? There is no reason in Ferguson now. Ferguson activists around the nation are attempting to extort justice, promising riots and looting, what certainly sounds like race-based revenge attacks if their lynching of Officer Wilson isn't supported by a murder conviction. That is an activism. That isn't a search for justice. This is overt planning for domestic terrorism and the telegraphing of such. These potential terrorists leave law-abiding citizens around the nation with an unenviable choice. Mine, I have an unenviable choice. You do too. I hope that they... I hope they're not serious, and I hope they don't follow through on their plans to commit widespread mass violence. We could hope that it remains localized around St. Louis and that there won't, you know, there won't be riots and arson in other cities. But while I'm hoping all of that, because it's always active with me, I am prepared for the other contingency. And I certainly hope that they, you know, they don't put me in that position. But if they do, I'm already, you know, I'm already set. So we'll see. Coming up next hour, Tim Dillon, CEO of Noveske Rifle Works. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KE Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KE Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. KE Armor, come and take it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.